Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
12-4 is the Brooklyn run to cut it to 12. Marcus Smart, quick three right side, got another one. Man, the speculation is that somebody on that Brooklyn bench must have been on him for a shooting, because Marcus Smart shooting it with purpose. He's made four of them in the first half. All right, Celtics win big. Marcus, was I right? Was somebody, what was going on there on that bench with Brooklyn? You had to look for them every time you knocked down one of those threes.
Oh, definitely. Talking. My first shot, I missed it. You know, they told me to keep shooting. They were living with it, so I made sure they kept living with it.
Marcus, I asked you this question. You always say this. What did your girlfriend always tell you? What does she always say to you?
Oh, man. So the one thing she always says is after 12 o'clock is a new day. We got to keep on going. So after that, she don't want to hear nothing about the game.
I love that story.
Well, that's cool. We still have 2 hours and 9 minutes then to get into this one. Hit me on this one. This is what I said watching this game. I thought this was a troubling game for the rest of the Eastern Conference tonight, because all of the little – this was a game, yeah, okay, Brooklyn was shorthanded. It was a 20-point game. It's 1 of 82. But a lot of the things that seem to be missing early in the year, where you guys just hadn't clicked yet, different combinations of players, guys in their roles. Tonight was a night where it looked like everybody that played was really comfortable. Is that right?
Oh, by far. You know, everybody was out there. We played with a purpose, and everybody knew, you know, coming in that if the team win, everybody succeeds. So, you know, we put all our egos aside and we just find a way to win it and get them with the victory. Excuse me.
That is really good when you talk about putting the egos away, because it seems like this is what this team is going to win with, because you got so many stars that you know you can't do it together, so it has to be just – it's all about the W.
Exactly, and that's all it is. We're playing for something way bigger than the names on the back. It's the name on the front that we're playing for. So we all realized that. We talked about it. We came to an agreement. We're going to go and do what we got to do.
How much fun are you having right now? In the first quarter, when you're on the defensive end of the floor, I mean, it's like you seem to enjoy every minute. At one point, I said it looked like there were three of you out there. Is it as much fun for you playing on the defensive end as it looks watching from here?
By far, I love it. You know, I love taking on the challenge of somebody going up and thinking they can score on you, or thinking they can do anything they want to you, and you're just stopping them in their tracks.
I didn't love that. I didn't love that. I'm looking at a picture of me and
Dr. J.
Bernard King right here.
That's right.
This guy right here was an amazing scorer. But when you take that mindset that you have those amazing scores, now do you break down tape on a guy or film on a guy every time to watch his tendencies?
Oh, definitely. You know, we got our iPads and everybody got our individual things that we watch, team thing. And, you know, we got everybody, every team that we need to watch, and every guy, what they love to do, what they don't, and we just watch it.
Any chance Wednesday we can get you in front of Oladipo at the end of the game instead of somebody else?
I hope so. You know, you got to talk to Brad about that one.
It's going to be a good one on Wednesday. Marcus, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.